This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Health and Living. I'm T. Shao Ik. It is time for our monthly show with Dr. Harjit Singh, consultant orthopedic surgeon, where we discuss all sorts of issues related to sports injuries and all things to do with sports and health, really. And today we are talking about mental health in the sporting arena. Sports isn't just about an athlete's skills or physical ability. It's also about their mental strength. But, you know, conversely, the pressure of winning tournaments and medals, chasing after a new record, pushing your limits, and dealing with injuries can take a toll on athletes' mental health. Now, with the COVID-19 pandemic further limiting the tournaments that can take place, as well as the interactions that they have, we're going to discuss how will all of this impact athletes' mental health, together with Chia Sin Yu, a sports and exercise psychologist. So how are the both of you today, Dr. Harjit and Sin Yu?
Hi, I'm raring to go. This is an extremely interesting topic. I think I'm hoping to hear what the psychologist has to say also, because I think this is something that is becoming more to the forefront, especially with the COVID pandemic going on.
Absolutely. And how are you, Sin Yu?
I'm good. I'm really excited as well to be here.
Yes. Before we get further with the show, just a call out that our lines are open. If any of you would like to call us, 03-7733-2900. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Before we get into it, actually, Sin Yu, it might be worth getting you to explain to us about what is your role as a sports and exercise psychologist. How exactly do you work with athletes?
Right. So basically what I do is the athletes will come in and then we work with them in terms of performances and dealing with their daily mental well-being. So basically they come in with various issues that they want to work with, and that is where we come in terms of like how do we deal with managing stress, managing anxiety, and how to increase the performances. Yeah, so these are the things that I work with for athletes.
Right. Yeah. And is your work with them, does it have to be directly related to how their sporting performance is affected? Or, you know, if over and above performance, they were dealing with mental health issues, is it your role to help them through that as well?
Right. Yes, actually, I do. So we look at athletes as human first, athletes second. So it's not just the sporting things that we work with. It's also about how they manage their life in general. Non-sports situations as well. So in the case that we are not able to deal with those, or it's something out of our realm of professionalism, so that this one we will refer to our other colleagues as well that is working in other areas. Yeah.
All right. And Dr. Harjit, you said that you have a lot of interest in this. Do these kinds of issues, the mental health struggles of athletes, do they come up when you work with athletes who have injuries?
Yeah. I think I'm in a very peculiar position when it comes to dealing with athletes. I do see them, I often see them when they are injured. I think most of the time they come to me not to have a cup of coffee with me. They come to me to fix problems. And they come usually at a very fragile mental situation at that moment. And the first contact is the one that I always feel is the most important. They want to know that you are the person that's going to make them better. They want to know that you understand the grief that they're going through. They want to know that without them telling you, you know that apart from the physical injury that they have, they also have mental and psychological element to the problem, and that has been something that over time we doctors tend to find that we are pushed into the role of being also a psychologist, a coach, a trainer, a best friend, apart from being the doctor.
Mm.
So I think that over time we tend to learn. Of course, certain areas of this, we concede that we are not the experts, and we often rope in a whole team so that apart from getting the physical element of the injury done right, we heal the athlete and not just the athletic injury.
All right. So is it common practice for you to refer a client to somebody like Sinew or a counselor or somebody like that?
Yeah, I haven't dealt with sports psychologists a lot, because I deal with teams who already have this in their setup, whether it's at established level or whether it's rudimentary. Most of the team, the sports team, already have a sports medicine physician who is able to guide the athlete in these areas. I think a lot of preventive therapy is being done on a daily basis, so that early identification and remedial methods can be put into play immediately. I get caught out when the athlete is of an individual sport, not linked to any organization, and then they come to me with an injury, often something trivial, but they don't recover from it, and then I start thinking that whether this is just more than a physical injury, particularly the younger athlete, the teenage athlete. That's when I try to refer on to someone, you know, a sports medicine physician, who then occasionally ropes in a psychologist or someone to guide the athlete.
Mm.
So I haven't had to deal with someone like Sinew yet.
Okay, yet. Actually, Sinew, I want to find out from you, ideally, from your perspective, how should this process work? Because Dr. Harjeet brought up preventive therapy. How in the best interest of an athlete, for their performance and for their mental well-being, how should their mental health and all of these issues be addressed? You know, is it at a point where somebody like Dr. Harjeet picks up issues and red flags? Or what's the role of preventive therapy? What does that look like?
It depends on the athletes, actually, and what are the access they do have to all these services. So I think Dr. Harjeet has mentioned that some of the athletes are actually team. They do have a team or an organization that is doing all this for them. So they are being referred to the relevant professionals that they are going through. But as also Dr. Harjeet have mentioned before, there are some of the individual athletes whereby they have to do everything by themselves. So this is the part where it's going to be a challenge for them, especially, you know, finding resources. Who are they going to refer to? Which section should I go for in terms of if I want to talk about this situation? So I think preventive therapy is definitely very very important. We don't want the things to go very, very serious, then only they come and find us. So normally what I would do is that we do go to like sports institutes, corporations, organizations, and we talk about all these things as an introduction to mental well-being, and let them understand what is how do you take care of yourself in terms of the psychological aspect. And the more they know about all these things, and they are the more they will approach us in terms of that. Yeah.
But you know, it's not just mental health issues don't just arise when athletes are suffering from injuries. Am I right? I mean, unfortunately, Dr. Hajit sees them at the point of an injury. He doesn't get to sit down and have that coffee and chat with them, where perhaps, you know, you might find that they are already struggling with other issues even before an injury occurs or alongside or after, perhaps, right? I mean, how common are mental health issues among athletes in you?
Yeah, I think, no, I can I just interrupt?
Of course.
I think I've seen one scenario where I think I can contribute to this. I think mental health issues are extremely common in athletes and in anyone. The point at which they present with an injury does give them a little bit of release to talk about the other stresses that they have. These stresses possibly have been there even before, but I think they are more comfortable when they are injured to talk about their deficiencies and their down points and things that they are having trouble to deal with, because at that moment they are not in a perfect functional condition. So, you know, they are not in their superhuman mode and they are not in their full training, total on. Now they feel that they can give in to their human part of it. And then they tend to tell me, you know, actually, I'm having a relationship problem, which is stressing out my training. She's not happy that I train so hard. So it goes on and on from there. So I think that's what I've seen. That's for the adult athlete. Most of the time, it's going to be a male adult athlete. So they find it easier to speak about this. Then I feel that the teenage athletes that I've seen, I noticed that, like I mentioned earlier, the injury tends to be trivial and they don't recover as fast as I expect. And as I speak to them more and more, I realize that they're not enjoying, you know, training and competition as much as they should be, because they are extremely good at what they do. And then I realized that this is actually a festering problem which has been there before. And this injury, so to speak, is just a cry for help.
All right.
You know, so as an orthopedic surgeon who deals with sports injuries, I'm then caught out because I'm trained in the basics of picking things up, but I am not the go-to person for these kind of problems. And you'd be surprised that for the teenage athlete, the coach had actually gone through certain modules of training for these kind of conditions, and he was able to then guide the player and take it on and guide him where to go next.
Mm.
But you see, although he was the coach and probably spends the most time with the player or the athlete, it was me picking up an injury at that moment where, you know, the teenage athlete just sort of like let release that particular statement, which allowed us to pick it up.
Mm.
So I think those are the two situations that I can contribute, and maybe he can take it on.
Sinew, yeah. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think I agree with Dr. Hajit, whereby, you know, they all this while, whenever they are not injured, they are always focused on their performances. And the injuries, actually, we do have research whereby where we see athletes, when they are injured, it can potentially unmask a certain mental issues that they are facing. So, for example, we just realized that they are dealing with depression or they are dealing with anxiety. So all these things can fester from the injury itself. So I think in terms of the question whether what are the most common mental health issues, I think the very basic one that you have heard of, like anxiety, depression, these are the more common ones that you will get, and I will get in terms of the athlete as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, they are dealing with panic disorders. So, you know, unexpected or recurring panic attacks. Others that I deal with. There are some scenarios where they are encountering hazing or bullying. So hazing is a situation where there are actions that they were intentionally caused by embarrassment or harassment by a senior or coach. Yeah, that's a sort of like an initiation rites or something like that, right? And bullying as well. I think there's some of them there are some issues in terms of eating disorder as well.
Okay.
So eating disorder is because athletes, they need to be disciplined in terms of the things that they put into their mouth and their body as well. So that sometimes if it's not managed well, then it will manifest into becoming something of a disorder. Yeah. So these are some of the things that I deal with in terms of the common mental well-being. Yeah.
Okay. We'll come back We'll come back and find out. We will continue this discussion about, some of those issues and how also do mental health issues affect injury recovery? Because, Dr. Harjit, that will be the main thing that you are trying to work through, as you work with these athletes. I think there's a sort of a feedback loop there. Quite likely the mental health issues affect recovery and then the injury further, affects their mental well-being as well. So, speaking today to Dr. Harjit Singh, consultant orthopedic surgeon, as well as Chia Sin Yu, a sports and exercise psychologist. Very interesting conversation because we really have two specialists from completely different disciplines, but coming together to discuss how to help athletes perform better and just be well as well. Before we go for the break, though, I'd like to just quickly draw your attention to a conversation that we will be having with the BAC Education Group tomorrow about upskilling and how important it is, especially now when people are at risk of losing their jobs during this pandemic. Now, what about those of you who lack the time or resources to look for a job? How do you prioritize learning new skills to future-proof yourselves? So we'll be speaking with Raja Singham, Managing Director of the BAC Education Group, to get the answers to these questions tomorrow at 7 p.m. This will be brought to you by Veritas University College, the world's first pay-it-forward university. Stay tuned, we'll be right back on BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. Welcome back to Health and Living on the Bigger Picture with me, T. Xiao Ik. Today is our show with consultant orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Harjit Singh, and also joining us through Skype, sports and exercise psychologist, Chia Sin Yu. So we're talking about the role of mental health, not only in improving performance, but really today, I think we're discussing, mental health struggles that athletes go through in the course of, training, in the course of performing, and as well as how it relates to them when they suffer from injuries and how well they recover from it. If you have any questions for our guests today, you can call us at 03-7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. Sinyu, before the break, you spoke of quite a wide variety of mental health issues that athletes could potentially be struggling with, from anxiety and depression to panic disorders. The bullying is something that occurs. Eating disorders as well are an issue. So it's really quite diverse and looks like it's not going to be a one solution that fits every athlete as well. But also, it's about how well recognized these issues are, isn't it? In recent years, perhaps we've seen more high-profile athletes coming out to speak up about their struggles with mental health issues. Names like Michael Phelps, the swimmer, I think Serena Williams come to mind for me. But from your experience, and I'd like both of you to weigh in separately, how well recognized are mental health issues apart from when they have this opportunity to come to see a health professional about with an injury, and then perhaps that's their entry point. But apart from that, Sinyu, do athletes within the sporting and athletics arena, is there enough recognition of mental health issues?
Not enough, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's the key is actually about the knowledge that they have about how they deal with the mental well-being. And I think we are talking about like the barriers to the mental health, the mental health help that they will get from the athletes as well. So I think in for me, the key of knowing this is the knowledge itself. The more you know, the better you are equipped to deal with this problem. And you are right. And because as you can see, as you mentioned before, elite athletes are coming out to speak about their mental struggles. And that's because they know that this is something that they need to deal with, especially when they are elite athletes. So I think Michael Phelps was dealing with issues about his ADHD, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, issues, as well as his suicide attempts because of depression. I think Ronda Rousey was briefly talking about her mental health and how she removes stigmas about in her area. I think recently we also have footballers like Danny Rose and Peter Crouch talking to Prince William about the strength of how to talk about mental health, how to speak up about it, and who to speak up to. So I think, yeah, as you can see from here, the team is to recognize, to be able to acknowledge that, look, we are not well. We need to identify that this is going to affect me in my sports career and basically my life in general. And also knowing that getting help is not a weakness, it's a strength, right? And also accepting that we are not perfect and we need to talk about the issues that we are facing. Yeah.
Dr. Harjit, when you are able to raise these issues with the athletes that you work with, how do they respond? Are they able to acknowledge that it's something they're struggling with?
Actually, the way I look at it, for the past maybe 12 to 14 years that I've been dealing with increasing levels of eliteness in the athletic spectrum of patients that I see. Okay, I think that there is a great improvement on the awareness of mental health issues in athletes. The sports medicine physicians that I speak to, the coaches that I deal with, even the therapists that are linked to team sports and the individual athletes, they are aware that these are the red flags and these are what we have to look for. And I think that I don't know whether this is adequate or comparable to something that is an ideal, but I think we are moving forward very, very well. Now, when you look at the athlete as an individual, I think some of them that I meet, they have been in the system from their teenage years. They have been identified early, they were teenage athletes, and now they are adult athletes. And they have, I notice, some self-management skills to manage psychological distress of low level. I think at times the injury just tips them over. And when athletes come, they often come with the coach or the team manager. And I do notice now that everybody is very positive on their dealings with the athlete. So I think that's already a first step in the right direction. So when the athlete feels that he's in a circle of trust, I think he is very receptive towards what needs to be done and what he feels and what we discuss with him is taken on a very positive note. Maybe not immediately, but it's something that they are willing to listen to and work on. Now, when they are injured, it is important that they go on a very positive mental note because that affects recovery. Mm. Often, say, a surgical treatment of an injury is not a single event. It requires long rehabilitation. It requires a period of acclimatization to the injury. It requires the return to exercises and training, which is very specific to the sport that they chose and that they are good at. And at the end of it is a return to sport. And, you know, occasionally when they are first injured, they can't see the end. And it is our role from the word go to give them sort of like a to chart a path, telling them that there is this path, it'll be an up and down, manage them in small steps, and then we move them forward. And I see that the athlete does well if the whole team is in sync.
Sinua, okay, yeah. Sorry, Dr. Ajit, please go ahead.
Yeah, so it's actually that. Now, when I've even had a team which had a psychologist on board, and it was really interesting to look at the moment the physical injury was fixed and everybody was working on him. You know, he was like a different person because the mental health part was being dealt with at the same time.
All right.
Yeah, so it's much faster.
And Sinyu, I wanted to pick up on a point that Dr. Hajit made about how athletes have, over the years, come up with their own coping mechanisms, perhaps. Do you think that's sufficient? Do you think there's a way to more systematically build in mental health resilience as part of their physical athletic training?
I think most people, most of the athletes that they're going through, especially the more elite athletes, they do have the coping mechanism like you mentioned before. And it's more on how can they improve or enhance on the coping mechanism that they are going through. So I do agree that that there must be something that is systematic enough for them to be able to work with. And this is where we come in as a coach or as a psychologist to help them with that as well. Yeah. So I think that's the goal is for them to be able to increase their optimism as well as their confidence, self-efficacy, as well as managing the stress itself.
All right. And
yeah, actually, I have a small question on that line. Mm-hmm. Anxiety. When we deal with anxiety in athletes, okay, I've had scenarios where the anxiety before competition or an event seem to get the athlete to focus better, and it seems like a beneficial thing instead of something that I would consider to be detrimental from the word go. You know, that little bit of anxiety during competition, they say they tell me that they have always felt that way, and sometimes when they don't feel it, they feel they are not going to perform very, very well. So is that something just in their mind, or is just because they have always seen things in that way?
Okay, so basically how they look at it, yes, anxiety is not all bad. So whenever we talk about anxiety, it's all about, it's because we are worried about something. So it depends on how they, from the point of view, how they look at the anxiety itself. So if they look at these worries and they see it as a challenge for me to do better, I don't want to suck in my competition. I want to do this so I can have a optimum performance during the competition. Then yes, then this is going to spur them, and it's part of their development to become a better athlete. So, and on the other hand, we want to manage those who look at these worries, that things that is going to deter them or reduce their effectiveness during the competition. So this is where we come in and be able to see what is the perspective on that particular situation. How do you feel about that? What are your thoughts, which is going through whenever you are in that situation, and what is your action on that as well? So yeah, so it depends on the individual athlete on how they work on that. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
All right, we'll go for a quick break. I'm speaking today to Dr. Harjit Singh, consultant orthopedic surgeon and sports and exercise psychologist Chia Sin Yu. We're discussing mental health in sports and athletics. If you have any questions, you can call us at 03-7733-2900 or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. We've got a few really interesting questions here on WhatsApp that I will get to after the break. One of it is about how do you objectively measure mental health issues given its subjective nature, compared to a physical injury where you can visualize it, you know, with x-rays and I suppose progress in terms of recovery is more measurable. So we'll get to that when we come back. BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. Welcome back to Health and Living with me, T. Xiao Ik. My guests today are consultant orthopedic surgeon Dr. Harjit Singh, here for his monthly show. And he's joined by Chia Sin Yu, sports and exercise psychologist. We're speaking over Skype today, and we're discussing mental health and sports. Lots of interesting revelations before this already about how, there's just not enough. There's never going to be enough when it comes to mental health awareness, but things are getting better, slowly a bit more. Recognition that the stress and rigors of athletic training will take a toll on an athlete's mental health, and many of these may be simmering under the surface, may only come to the fore when physical injuries come to play. We have a question here on WhatsApp that actually sort of compares those two. How do you objectively measure mental health issues given its subjective nature compared to a physical injury, which could be measured with imaging, perhaps, or other tools like x-rays. Sinyu, would you like to take that question?
Sure. So basically what we are, like you mentioned before, is a very subjective kind of thing to be able to measure. So there's no like saying that, if you say something like this, therefore you are stressed, you are depressed, et cetera. So it's actually a combination of like the quality of things that you mentioned. And also what we do is that we do have surveys as well as psychological constructs that we use to measure things like your intelligence, your self-esteem, how your depression. So these are some of the variables that we do have, and then we use this as a start, as a base to see where you are at that moment. And then after that, we go through like probably a session and see, are these the things that you are going through? What is your thought on this? How do you feel about that situation? Did you do anything about it? So these are some of the things that we need to go through. So that is why we have all these sessions with the athletes where we can try to gauge what are the things that they are going through their mind and how can we actually address it. Yeah.
Another question here. How much would you say that an athlete's mental state or mental health well-being would actually be a cause of their physical injury?
I think it's a significant relationship between these both of these, right? In terms of mental health impacting the injury, it's about sometimes we see athletes where they want to be better and then they do something that tries to overtrain themselves on a certain scenario. So because of this motivation to do the best, sometimes they can actually strain themselves and they become injured. And once they become injured, they felt the worry that, is this a career ending injury, for example? Can I be better again, or can I be as good as I am before before the injury itself? So yes, there is some significant impact on that as well. So it depends on how do they perceive that injury.
All right. And Dr. Hajit, as part of that question is for you as well, where the listener wants to know about, you know, the link between the athlete's mental health and links to recovery from the injury. What have you observed? I'm not sure if we've lost Dr. Hajit. while we wait for him to come back, there is one more question.
Okay. Think you lost me there just now.
Yes. Okay.
I'm back.
All right. Let me get that question for you again, Dr.
Okay.
Hajit. It was Sorry. About the relationship between the athlete's mental health and the ability to heal the physical injury or to recover. And I know you mentioned about how in the younger athletes, you see where perhaps the injury is trivial, but they are not recovering as you would expect them to. Is that linked to, you know, the mental health issues that they're going through?
Yeah, I think being physically injured and recovering from it is determined a lot by the mental health state of the athlete at that moment. If you're mentally tough, you become a very good athlete, you are functional at a higher level, and I guess when you are injured, you recover better too. There are scenarios where I found that I can fix an injury, I can do the objective measures saying that this injury has healed, but the athlete is just not back to what he potentially can go back to. I call it the last 10%. So the last 10% is definitely mental. I think in treating an injured athlete, 50% is physical and 50% is mental. So no matter what I do 50% of the job. And then I work with the therapist and together we give the reassurance and the support to the athlete. And we involve his coach, we involve his family, and then we try to get them to that 90 or 100%. So it's 50-50, as far as I'm concerned.
You said mentally strong, right? But nobody is going to be mentally strong throughout their entire career. And I suppose, Sinyu, perhaps the perception that an athlete has to you know, push through it could be more damaging in the long run.
Yes. So basically, if let's say, for example, they are injured or they met something of a stressor like a traumatic event or, you know, a pandemic like this, so there are a lot of challenges that they have to go through. So I think Dr. Hajit has touched upon one thing, that is that the coach and the family members, they are there for the athlete, which is actually a very important aspect whereby the social support that they need to go through. Yes, athletes are all kind of wired in a sense whereby they have to be strong in this situation. They have to go through all this. They have to manage the barriers. But sometimes, you know, as a human being, we are not able to do this or at the optimum performance. So this is where all the support that they need is to come in for them. And this is where all the therapists, the doctor, the coaches, the teammates, family members cooperate and for the athlete in order for them to be able to address all these issues.
A full team effort, a different kind of team in a way.
That's right.
Another question here on WhatsApp. How do older post-athletes, and I assume perhaps this refers to retired athletes, how do they respond compared to younger athletes, and what are some ways to deal with their mental health issues?
I suppose this is the question is about retired athletes where they don't do the sports anymore.
Let's assume that.
All right. So I think this is something that we also address as a sports psychologist. How this is a part where we say a transition phase, right? So you have been putting your effort, putting your whole life into the sports itself, And basically everything is about that particular sport. So once you are out of the sport or you decided that it is time to call a day and you transition out from the sports to probably other careers, optional, the careers that you're thinking of. So these are some of the things that some of the so-called older athletes or retired athletes that they need to deal with. So this is where the coaches or the team manager or the sports psychologist comes in way before they are retired, and you know, do a probably an evaluation on, okay, so what can be done after they finish the sport? What do you want to do? What is your strength? What is your weakness? Is there anything that that is in your mind that you want to do? And it also addresses the current situation where there's the COVID-19 as well. And you know, a lot of athletes, they are not able to be training regularly or properly as well. So what are the alternatives that they need to have? Yeah. So these are some of the issues that we need to deal with even before they retire or they are facing any issues.
Mm. Dr. Harjit, the athletes that you have come into contact this year during the pandemic, what are their concerns and do you think it's exacerbating their mental health issues?
Yeah, I have a different spin to this. Every time I deal with an athlete, there's always a question of, okay, I've got this competition coming this point of time, okay, and I'm going to do this now. Can I go for that competition? Okay, mm-hmm. So this time I think that has been taken off the table completely. They're not very sure when proper competitions are going to start,
yeah.
Which gives them at least a little bit more, less of a stress if you look at it in one angle. But on the flip side, athletes are designed to always function with a goal in mind. So, and that goal has always been an athletic competition or a target. So what I've done to also spur a proper recovery is that I've given them targets of my own. Mm. That, okay, this is how the whole course of care is going to be after your injury. And, you know, these are the targets that we usually set. These are the safe targets. These are the ones that who do exceptionally well. And then I try to use that as a target to move them forward.
Mm.
So I think with the COVID, even us treating physicians have had to tweak the way we deal with athletes, because I think they still require to see something ahead very clearly for them to move forward. That's the way I've dealt with it during the pandemic. Now, on the other side is that they are more receptive to it, towards getting their injuries fixed instead of carrying them around. Because they now know that this is a downtime and they can take this to heal appropriately. So there won't be the pressure of rush to get yourself well as fast as possible, because there's a timeline to it. So I think it's both sides of a coin. There's a good to it and there's a bad to it.
Mm, a bit of a silver lining, actually.
Yeah, so to speak.
Yeah. How do you think we can really raise the bar when it comes to taking care of athletes' mental health in sports, Dr. Harjit?
I think the system is primed to create a mix where the access to treatment for physical injury is in tandem with that for mental health. Forget about the preventive aspect to it, the early identification and having a system that addresses it very, very early and appropriately. I think we have moved forward in sports medicine. I see the part which is very physical in nature, and I'm sure that the mental health part is also moving in tandem. But I'm not the person who can definitely tell you it's moving forward fast enough.
Xin Yu, what do you think? How can we improve the way we address mental health issues in sports?
I think it's definitely developing in terms of the initiatives that Malaysia is going. I know that for a fact that for example, our country, we have the Institut Sukan Negara, where they have a team of very professional sports psychologists that they are dealing with elite athletes in helping them in terms of their mental well-being, which is a very, I would say, a very progressive initiative. So we want this to be accessible as well to other athletes that are not within the program of the national, for the national program. So this is the part where I think a lot more effort needs to be available to the athletes that are not involved in the national program. So we are talking about people who are in school, individual athletes, even some of the weekend warriors as well. So these are some of the people that that maybe probably they might have the lack of access to these initiatives and programs.
All right. Perhaps very quickly, a final word from each of you on how athletes, whether it's professional, or amateur, weekend warriors, how they can reach out for help if they really feel that they're struggling mentally and psychologically. Sinew.
So basically, they can contact me to know more about how do they deal with the issues that they are going through. I am currently attached with the Mind Psychological Center. I'm the sports and exercise psychologist there, but we also have other psychologists where. Concerns about clinical, organizational psychology, child psychologists as well. So we are able to help them in that whenever they come by, they drop by. And it's not just about individual sessions. It's not just about talking about their issues. It's also about how can I improve myself? How can I develop myself as an athlete? And for those like organizations, like sports organizations, when they are, if they are interested, they can also approach us to have some seminars or programs that we can help the athletes in general with the public, because I think that's the knowledge that you need.
Thank you. Yeah. And Dr. Harjin, just very quickly, what do you think? What can athletes do?
I think the fact that elite athletes, global athletes are coming out with their problems, most of them closer to retirement, but also the one who are currently playing, is something very positive that mental health is gaining its awareness and people are now moving away from it being a stigma when you bring it up. I think that's one thing which is happening now. Second, discussions such as these also brings it to the forefront. And I am sure those listening in and those who have the opportunity to be in established institutions are now more aware that by coming out and speaking about their problems, just like when they get physically injured, they get appropriate treatment from the word go.
Yeah.
And they get healed well.
Thank you so much. I've been speaking to Dr. Harjit Singh, consultant orthopedic surgeon, and Chia Sin Yu, sports and exercise psychologist, about mental health and sports. You've been listening to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.